ABC Radio Australia.
To celebrate the 40th anniversary of independence, Solomon Islanders are getting a new banknote, and it has an unusual value, although it's extremely appropriate because it's a $40 note. It'll be the first note in the country's history to feature a vertical design, and the official bank in Solomon Islands says it's one that represents a call for unity. But as Liam Fox reports, overseas collectors are also expected to be interested in getting their hands on the note because of its unusual denomination.
It's a special note to mark a significant milestone. The front side of the commemorative $40 note features a figure blowing a conch shell.
Traditionally in the Solomon Islands, especially still is the case in some of the villages today, the blowing of a conch shell signifies or heralds the start of important events. So we've put that design there basically with the idea of commemorating this 40th independence anniversary by calling everybody to come together.
Uriel Matanani, spokesman for the Central Bank of Solomon Islands, says it's the first time there's been a vertical design on a banknote in the country's history. And it's only the second time polymer has been used to print banknotes in the Solomons. Apart from one other commemorative note, all other banknotes are printed on cotton paper. The use of polymer has allowed the bank to incorporate security features to prevent counterfeiting.
One of the clear ones is the see-through feature, sort of like a clear window that we have inside of the note where you can look through the note.
100,000 $40 notes have been printed. 80,000 will be circulated in the community. They can be used as legal tender, but Mr. Matanani says the bank doesn't think many people will use them to purchase goods and services.
It is a special note indeed that marks the occasion of our independence anniversary. So we believe many will hold on to the notes as a special memento or a special collection for them. And we hope that they can keep it at, as to mark this occasion celebrating our independence.
While the primary aim is to mark the 40th anniversary of independence, Mr. Matanani says there's another reason behind the bank's decision to print a special note on more durable polymer material.
Solomon Islanders yet to really grasp how to look after the money. We have a really high turnover in destroying and getting new notes, so we are trying to work this message into them to have more respect with our banknotes, see them as silent ambassadors that promote the country both overseas and in the country.
The bank has set aside 20,000 of the $40 notes for overseas collectors. Trevor Wilkin is an Australian banknote trader and says collectors will be interested to get their hands on the special note with its unusual denomination.
Oh, absolutely. There are banknote collectors who collect notes from all countries, and a $40 from the Solomon Islands is not a huge amount of money. There are people who are what we call thematic collectors, and they may collect commemorative notes. And I'm one who actually does collect commemorative notes.
Solomon Islands is not the first Pacific Islands country to print a note with an unusual denomination. Fiji printed a $7 note to mark the country's first ever Olympic gold medal, won by the country's men's rugby sevens team at Rio in 2016. One Australian banknote dealer is selling the Fijian notes for 15 Australian dollars each. Mr. Wilkin says the $7 note was particularly popular among collectors.
Worldwide, it captured a lot of imagination because it was it's not a note that circulated. It was only produced for collectors. And someone from America just contacted me, and someone's arriving from Fiji next week. They're bringing 1,000 of these notes over, and they want me to collect them for them and send them to this chap in America.